A complete session of metta meditation, including all of the six categories of blessing. Take a moment to still yourself. Connect with your breath and allow it to move gently and easily through your nostrils, down into your throat and chest and belly. Gentle exhales, gentle inhales, all in the hopes of warming our hearts, opening ourselves to others, and inviting in the spirit of loving kindness. We begin with the metta phrases for ourself. The four phrases of blessing that I'll be using for this recording use the word feel, though feel free to substitute the word be if that's more appropriate to your practice. And so using our breath as a resting place, we take a breath and begin to say the first phrases of blessing for ourselves. May I be safe. May I be strong. May I be happy. May I live with ease. And as we say the phrases gently and rhythmically, we cultivate the feeling within ourselves of that particular phrase. We think of what it feels like, and we remember how it feels to be safe, to be happy, to be strong, and to live with a peaceful mind and body and heart, to live with ease. Again, as we say the phrases for ourselves, we bring our attention to our heart center. Allow it to warm and open with the delight of this personal attention and wishes of well-being for ourselves. May I be safe. May I be strong. May I be happy. May I live with ease. And feel free to stay with these phrases as long as you need to warm and open your heart, to feel unconditionally friendly and welcoming to yourself. I invite you to offer the phrases silently to yourself now for a few moments. And when you are ready, we progress to the second group of blessing benefactors. The benefactor is a dear one who has guided us, been very kind or generous to us, has helped us along the way, has instilled his or her wisdom, care, and spiritual regard, a mentor, if you will. And so once we have selected a benefactor, we imagine them in a number of different ways, either standing right in front of us, or we simply think about an image of them doing what they would be doing right now, casually throughout their day. We imagine them receiving our blessing as we have been so fortunate to receive theirs. And we begin the phrases for this dear benefactor. May you be safe. May you be strong. May you be happy. May you live with ease. And as we say the phrases, we feel a heart-to-heart connection with our benefactor. We feel gratitude for their presence in our lives. And we wish them so very well because their presence in our lives has meant so much to us. May you be safe. May you be strong. May you be happy. May you live with ease. You may wish to receive the benefactor's blessing back to you, especially if you're still feeling a little uncentered or undeserving, not completely rooted in the feelings of happiness and blessing. Imagine them returning the blessing to you. And then, when you're ready, let's take a few moments of silence and, in your own way, offer the blessings to your benefactor. And when it feels right, select a loved one, a dear loved one, a friend or a family member, someone who is easy to love and share kindness with, someone whom you appreciate. And even if in this moment you're having a bit of difficulty with this person, that's all right, because we are connecting with their essence, their true heart. Take some deep, gentle breaths and bring that person to mind or imagine them standing in front of you, happy, at ease, eager to receive your blessings. May you be safe. May you be strong. May you be happy. May you live with ease. And you imagine and can feel the connection of your two hearts in deep love and friendship. Feelings of gratitude may arise too for the presence of this person in your life. May you be safe. May you be strong. May you be happy. May you live with ease. And now silently offer the phrases of blessing to them in your own way. And as we have felt our hearts warm and open, our unconditional friendliness rises to embrace people that we may not know, neutral people or strangers, people who we may have feelings about that are not negative nor overtly positive. Perhaps because we don't know them very well, someone we see on a regular basis, someone who we pass by now and then, a service person, someone with whom you have perhaps no relationship at all, and they may not even know about your existence, but you know about theirs. And select one such person to receive your blessings today. Imagine them in your mind's eye, not knowing really anything about them, but knowing that they, as a human being, do certainly deserve your loving kindness, and will welcome it. May you be safe. May you be strong. May you be happy. May you live with ease. And notice how good it feels inside of you to wish another well. Perhaps even someone who's struggling and can actually use your blessing and kind regard. May you be safe. May you be strong. May you be happy. May you live with ease. Spend a few silent moments sending blessings to your neutral person. And now we move our attention, keeping our heart open and warm and lovingly kind to a difficult other. We offer blessings to difficult others because we want to heal our relationships. We do want to open our hearts and to have nothing hold us back from being our most lovingly kind selves. So we begin with a person who might be just slightly challenging for us in relationship. Early on in this practice, we choose people who are just a little bit tense to be with. We don't immediately go to individuals with whom we have very difficult relationships or with whom we have suffered or who may have hurt us. We can gradually move to those individuals in our heart, but we begin, at least today, with a person with whom you would like to establish equanimity, to let go and have a better relationship with. And so choosing that one mildly difficult person, we imagine them, and we imagine them receptive as well. If we have difficulty imagining this, we can imagine them as a small child, innocent and open and kind. May you be safe. May you be strong. May you be happy. May you live with ease. And if you have additional difficulty, bring your benefactor to stand with you. And together, you will create an atmosphere of well-being. May you be safe. May you be strong. May you be happy. May you live with ease all the days of your life. And as we continue to breathe deeply and evenly, we feel the openness and the warmth of our heart. We feel healing happening. And now, in silence, we offer the phrases again to our difficult person. Now we bring our attention to all beings everywhere, all over the globe, men and women and children, creatures, animals. All beings are deserving of our loving regard, of our unconditional friendliness. However you wish to imagine your blessings going out all around the world, Or you may want to choose certain populations to bless. All women, all children, all people who are hungry, all animals who are endangered, the earth herself. The joy of this practice is that each time we do it, we can include new individuals and new ways of expressing our blessings. So for now, in your own unique way, extend metta to all beings and all creatures, imagining them as you will. May all beings be safe. May all beings be strong. May all beings be happy. May all beings live with ease. And imagine as you offer these blessings of goodwill that the world is uplifted through your blessing, that your heart opens in deeper understanding to everyone who walks the planet, to every animal who walks across it, every bird, every fish who swims through its seas, that all beings be at ease, and that no one suffer. May all beings be safe. May all beings be strong. May all beings be happy. May all beings live with ease. And again, for a few moments of silence, offer the phrases in the way that feels best to you. And as our metta session comes to a close, we dedicate the merits of this practice to the enlightenment, the awakening of all beings everywhere. May it be so.